Good morning, Symphony Church. Today is Friday, which means that we'll be going through a psalm today. And today I'll be reading for us Psalm 21. Psalm 21. O Lord, in your strength the king rejoices, and in your salvation how greatly he exults. You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with rich blessings. You set a crown of fine gold upon his head. He asked life of you. You gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great through your salvation. Splendor and majesty you bestow upon him. For you make him most blessed forever. You make him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the steadfast love of the Most High he shall not be moved. Your hand will find out all your enemies. Your right hand will find out those who hate you. You will make them as a blazing oven when you appear. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, and their offspring from among the children of man. Though they plan evil against you, though they devise mischief, they will not succeed. For you will put them to flight. You will aim at their faces with your bows. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. Today's passage is a beautiful psalm from King David, one that exalts the Lord's faithfulness and gives glory to him and all that he's done in David's life. He praises him for the desires and the requests that God had granted him. He thanks him for all the ways that God blessed him, to the point where David could say that he is the most blessed forever. For the joy that he feels in his presence, and for the trust that he can place in him, and through the steadfast love that secures him, David honors the Lord with these words for all of these things. And we know, from what we know about David, that this isn't empty praise. All throughout David's life, God has been this supremely faithful and close figure. He blessed David. He granted him the desires of his heart. He lifted his head with gladness. David was able to place his complete trust and confidence in the Lord, thanks to how God had walked with him so reliably and powerfully. Something that always struck me about David, and the glimpses that we get of his faith through the Word, is that he really captured how sweet it is to know and love God personally. His words to God come from such an intimate place in his heart, and really show how much David magnified the Lord in his life and stepped off the throne to receive him. And this was one of the most revered and successful kings in the history of Israel. And yet, in his times with God, David keeps the heart of the humble shepherd boy who clung to him. In my journey with Jesus so far, I've definitely had my ups and my downs. There were seasons where I really questioned his promises to me, and times where I really struggled to step into the life that he offered me. I remember doing this reflection activity a couple times where you would kind of chart the course of your life in regards to your faith over time. And I, like many of the others that I did this activity with, had a chart with many, many ups and many, many downs. You know, there were times in my life where faith was easy, and also times in my life where faith was difficult. But something that I'm so thankful to be able to say is that he has always been so close to me. I don't know if I can proclaim it with quite the eloquence that David does in our psalm today, but God has always walked by me through my life. There were moments that I really clung to his side and enjoyed his presence and his guidance. And there were also moments that I didn't really engage with him and acknowledge him. But praise God that his offer of intimacy, it's not dependent on our response. Praise God that because Jesus lives, we have a relationship with him that will never fizzle out or become closed off. You know, I've referred to my early college years before, and I've shared a lot about how it was a time of both great pain and great growth. And whenever I look back at that part of my life, Jesus was right next to me through it all. The sweetest, most healing moments that I remember from that time were just all the days that I just talked to him. I felt him almost like actually embracing me and giving me peace and strength. He cared so much for me, and it's thanks to him that I emerged from that season with the courage and the determination to pursue greater things. A verse that I was reminded of when Pastor David mentioned it last week at retreat was Exodus 33:11, which reads, "Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend." And that's been sticking with me because, man, that is really how much he is willing to walk with us and to know us. You know, for us this moment, I just want to encourage us all to enjoy this intimacy with the Lord. No matter what our circumstances might be, and whether our faith might be light and easy or heavy and difficult right now, let's take heart in knowing that God is truly close to us. David outlines for us in today's passage the ways that he had come to love the Lord, and I think it's really helpful to understand and follow this in our own lives. First, we see that he asks of the Lord. He brings big desires and hopes and dreams to him. David even says that he asked life of the Lord. We then see that as God granted him these desires, David gave thanks to him for his faithfulness. He proclaims all the things that God had done for him and how he had richly blessed him. He reflects on his life and sees that God is worthy of thanksgiving and honor. And lastly, David puts his trust in the Lord, having faith that God will do it all over again as they walk together intimately. That as David gives his life for God and serves from the bottom of his heart, that God will not be distant or be forsaking to his servant. I hope that today we can practice this pattern of asking, giving thanks, and trusting in God. As we go about our day, I hope that we can be reminded of how close he is to us and how we can speak face to face with him like we would a friend. Let's go to him right now in prayer. Lord, you are such a good and amazing God. And we just thank you for how sweet it is to be able to know you so personally and intimately. God, you've been so close to us. Even though we deserve none of it, even though we deserve to be like these enemies that David talks about in this passage, instead, you consider us close to you. Lord, you allow us to be in your presence, to talk with you and to hear from you and to be blessed by you. And Lord, that is so amazing. God, I pray for all of us that we can just know how close you are, that we can really just walk with you and know you. I pray for all of those who might not really be able to sense that right now, who may be in a season where they don't feel like you're that close, where they are having a hard time hearing your voice. Help us, Lord, to cling to you and to know just how faithful you can be. Lord, may you inspire us and just surpass all of our hopes and our wildest dreams today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.